From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The U.S. military says four more U.S. service members have been killed in Afghanistan. From Kabul, NPR's Tom Bullock has more.
What few details have been released by U.S. officials were laid out in a sparsely worded press release. The deaths came in the last 24 hours and spanned the heart of Taliban-controlled Afghanistan. Three U.S. troops were killed in the south of the country. Two were killed in a bomb attack. The third was shot to death in a separate firefight. The fourth U.S. troop was killed by an explosion in Afghanistan's mountainous east. 2009 has proven to be by far the deadliest year for American forces here since the invasion some 8 years ago. To date, at least 297 U.S. troops have been killed as the Taliban insurgency continues, and as President Obama continues to debate the future role and size of America's military in Afghanistan. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Kabul.
According to a lawyer for one of the five men who will be tried in New York for the September 11th attacks, the defendants plan to plead not guilty. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
One of the criticisms leveled against the decision to try the September 11th suspects in a U.S. criminal court is that it would give the defendants a world stage for their views. Now one of the defendants' lawyers says that while the men would not deny their role in the 2001 attacks, they will plead not guilty so they can explain what happened and why they did it. Scott Fenstermaker is defending one of the five men. He met with his client, Ali Al-Aziz Ali, last week in Guantanamo Bay, and said Ali told him the defendants will use their trial to explain their negative views on American foreign policy. News of the pleas first appeared in the New York Times. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Business economists are predicting that next year will be a good one. The president of the National Association for Business Economics, Lynn Reeser, says the group's panel of 48 forecasting experts has developed a more positive look than just a month ago. She says they expect a jump in corporate profits and productivity next year.
That will be good news because better profits will encourage companies to undertake capital spending projects and also start to hire new people.
Reeser also said the economy should finally begin to generate some new employment opportunities within the next 6 months. She adds that the new forecast is for 3.2% economic growth next year. Stock futures are pointing to a higher opening as investors try to snap a three-day losing streak. A weakening dollar today is again expected to help stocks, which had been trading in the opposite direction of the currency. Stocks are also likely to follow overseas markets, which are rising sharply. Oil prices rose above $78 a barrel today in Asian trading. Benchmark crude for January delivery rose by 97 cents to $78.44 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. There will be new data on the health of the U.S. economy this week despite the Thanksgiving holiday. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Today, the National Association of Realtors will announce October existing home sales amid renewed concerns about the housing market. Tomorrow, another key reading on housing, the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index, will be out. The Commerce Department will revise its estimate of third-quarter gross domestic product. The Conference Board will release its November Consumer Price Index. And the Federal Reserve will publish minutes of its early November monetary policy meeting. They will include the Fed's revised three-year forecast of growth, jobs, and inflation. Wednesday, the Commerce Department will release last month's new home sales figures, as well as October numbers on factory orders for durable goods and personal income and spending. Another key measure of consumer sentiment will also be out Wednesday. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in New York.
According to the credit reporting agency TransUnion, more people paid their credit card bills on time in the third quarter this year than in the second quarter. And that's the first time this has happened in a decade. The agency says the delinquency rate on bank-issued cards, like those bearing MasterCard and Visa logos, fell to 1.1% for the June to September period. In the prior 3 months, the rate was 1.17%. Ezra Beckner of TransUnion's Financial Services Group says the drop is significant, not just for its size, but also for its timing. Credit card delinquencies were highest in Nevada, Florida, Arizona, and California. Rates were lowest in North Dakota and South Dakota. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.